Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Cranberry sauce is the classic Thanksgiving condiment, perfect for the quintessential American holiday. And that's why Adrian Ma of member station WBUR was surprised when he learned about a man in China who makes and sells his own artisanal cranberry sauce. During a reporting trip this past summer, Adrian traveled to the northernmost part of China to check it out.
This place was not easy to get to. I took a flight to Heilongjiang province, 1,000 miles north of Beijing. From the airport, it was about another hour's journey to a one-level concrete house in the country, owned by a man named Jin Peng.
Hey,
你好。
Jin is about 40 years old, but looks a lot younger. He moved up here several years ago to become what he calls a food craftsman, making and selling small-batch products from stuff he forages in the wild. That includes one of his best sellers, cranberry sauce. I tell him I had no idea cranberries grew wild in China, and ask to see the place where he harvests them. So, we jump in a beat-up van and drive deeper into the mountains in the direction of the Russian border. After a few hours, we pull off to the side of the road.
River? This is dog.
And start pushing our way into the forest. Immediately, we are swarmed by a cloud of mosquitoes. But eventually, we reach a thicket of thigh-high shrubs. Jin says during harvest season, these branches are so full of ripe berries that your shoes become stained with red juice as you walk. And although there are no berries here right now, Jin says, no worries, we'll see some cranberries back at the farm. A few hours later, we're back at Jean's house, and a couple of his employees are cooking up a batch of cranberry sauce made from last year's harvest. A syrupy red liquid bubbles away inside a large clay pot. I ask to see the raw berries, so Jean goes to the freezer and pulls out what looks like a bag of tiny red marbles. And that is when something starts to seem off.
Can I try one? Yeah, it's not bad.
I mean, the flavor is tart, like a cranberry, but these cranberries look different. They're smaller and rounder than the cranberries I've seen in Massachusetts. So, after a quick search on my phone, I realize the thing that Jean is making sauce out of, the thing that I have traveled 1,000 miles across China to see, is not a cranberry, it's a lingonberry.
That's interesting. I think this may have a different name than cranberry.
Cranberries are a big category, he says. It's just like how there are a lot of different kinds of apples.
Interesting, okay.
Eventually, I say, I am pretty sure these are lingonberries. And to my surprise, Jin says, yeah, I know. He says when he tried selling lingonberry sauce, customers were like, what's a lingonberry? But when he changed the name to wild cranberries, it started to sell. So, I did not find Chinese cranberry sauce here, but I did bring some cranberry sauce from Massachusetts for Jean to try. The jellied kind in the can, of course. I explained that cranberry sauce is a traditional Thanksgiving condiment in the U.S.
And they usually put it on turkey. And depending on your household, I think it's usually because turkey is super dry.
Cultural lesson complete. Jean takes a spoonful of cranberry jelly. He says the fruit flavor is kind of weak. And that it tastes mass-produced, like McDonald's or KFC. By contrast, Jean says his lingonberry sauce is fresh. So fresh you can practically taste the mountains in it.
It's good.
And though it isn't cranberry sauce, it would probably still taste good on turkey. For Here and Now, I'm Adrian Ma.